in the limelight.
The anniversary of the coronavirus lockdown in the Chinese city of Wuhan on Saturday, 23rd of January, comes as more contagious variants of the coronavirus spread, and efforts to vaccinate people against COVID-19 have been frustrated by disarray and limited supplies of vaccines in some places. The scourge has killed over 2 million people worldwide. We're prepared for you an article written by Brian Melly. The piece is titled, A Year After Wuhan Lockdown, A World Still Deep in Crisis. The article has appeared on the front page of the Associated Press news agency's website. Please stay with us for more of Brian Melly's article. Nearly a year to the day after the Chinese city of Wuhan went into lockdown to contain a virus that had already escaped, US President Joe Biden began putting into effect a new war plan for fighting the outbreak in the United States. Germany topped 50,000 deaths and Britain closed in on 100,000 deaths. The anniversary of the lockdown on Saturday, 23rd of January, comes as more contagious variants of the coronavirus spread, and efforts to vaccinate people against COVID-19 have been frustrated by disarray and limited supplies of vaccine in some places. The scourge has already killed over 2 million people worldwide. In the United States, which has the world's highest death toll at over 410,000, Dr. Anthony Fauci, America's top infectious disease expert, said a lack of candor about the threat under former President Donald Trump probably cost lives. Fauci, the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, who was sidelined by Donald Trump, is now the chief medical advisor to Joe Biden in an ambitious effort to purportedly conquer the coronavirus. He told CNN that the Trump administration delayed getting sound scientific advice to the country. He said, "When you start talking about things that make no sense medically and no sense scientifically, that clearly is not helpful." Joe Biden signed a series of executive orders on Thursday, 21st of January, to mount a more centralized attack on the coronavirus and has vowed to vaccinate 100 million people in his first 100 days in office, a number some public health experts say is not ambitious enough. Dr. Eric Topol, the head of the Scripps Research Institute, said the United States should aim to vaccinate 2.5 million people a day. Dr. Topol said this was already an emergency, but with more contagious mutations of the virus circulating, it became an emergency to the fourth power. In Britain, where a more transmissible variant of the virus is raging, the death toll hit close to 100,000, the highest in Europe. And the government's chief medical advisor warned that the mutated version of the coronavirus might be deadlier than the original. Patrick Vallance cautioned that more research is needed, but that the evidence suggests that the variant might kill 13 or 14 people out of every 1,000 infected, compared with 10 in 1,000 from the original coronavirus. The consistently high death toll is set to continue as the Office for National Statistics, ONS, revealed that at least 1 in 8 people in England was infected by COVID-19 in December of 2020. Reacting to the latest grim news, Dr. Jenny Harris, who is Deputy Chief Medical Officer for England, suggested that schools might not all reopen at the same time across England as lockdown restrictions are progressively eased. Dr. Jenny Harris told the House of Commons Education Committee on Tuesday, 19th of January, that there is likely to be regional differences in lockdown measures because of lack of inconsistency in infection patterns across the country. Germany extended its lockdown this week until 14th of February amid concern about the mutant coronavirus. Some nations are imposing or considering new travel restrictions for the same reason. France said it will require a negative test from travelers arriving from other European Union countries starting on Saturday, 23rd of January. Canada said it may force visitors to quarantine in a hotel at their own expense upon arrival in the country. Meanwhile, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has warned the country. He said, "No one should be taking a vacation abroad right now. If you've still got one planned, cancel it and don't book a trip for spring break." In another apparent setback, AstraZeneca, a British multinational pharmaceutical and biopharmaceutical company, said it will ship fewer doses of its vaccine than anticipated to the European Union because of supply chain problems. Amid the crisis, Japan is publicly adamant it will hold the postponed Olympics in July. Many experts believe that to pull that off, the nation will have to vaccinate all 127 million Japanese citizens, an effort that may not even begin until late February. The 76-day Wuhan lockdown began a year ago, with a notice sent to people's smartphones at 2 a.m. local time announcing the airport and train and bus stations would shut down at 10 a.m. local time. It eventually was expanded to most of the rest of Hubei province in China, affecting 56 million people. By the time of the lockdown, the virus had spread well beyond China's borders. Wuhan has largely returned to normal. The rollout of shots in the United States has been marked by delays, confusion, and in recent days, complaints of vaccine shortages and inadequate deliveries from the federal government as states ramp up their vaccination drives to include senior citizens, as well as teachers, police officers, and various other groups. At the same time, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, reported on Friday, 22nd of January, that nearly 40 million doses of the vaccine have been distributed to the states so far. Just 19 million have been dispensed. Why there are reports of vaccine shortages when so many doses are apparently going unused is not entirely clear, but some vaccination sites are believed to be holding back large quantities of vaccine to make sure that people who got their first shot received the required second shot on schedule a few weeks later. The rate vaccines are being delivered, Alabama officials said it would take 2 years to vaccinate all adults in the state. Alabama has a population of 5 million. Scott Harris, head of the State Department of Public Health in Alabama, said every state had the idea that they were going to get much more vaccine than they ultimately got. He added that there just wasn't enough vaccine to go around. Louisiana said it plans to set up mass vaccination events but can't do so until it receives larger quantities of the vaccine. The state said it has been receiving about 60,000 doses weekly for the last few weeks and was told by federal officials to expect similar allocations for the next month or so. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards said of the nation's governors, "We all are asking for the exact same thing," he added. "We want more vaccine as soon as we can possibly get it, and we want more lead time to know how many doses we're going to get so that we can do a better job of planning at the state level." In Boston, Massachusetts, nearly 2,000 doses of the vaccine were spoiled at a Veterans Affairs hospital after a contractor accidentally unplugged a freezer. President Joe Biden pledged to set up Federal Emergency Management Agency mass vaccination sites, but some states said they need more doses of the vaccine, not more people or more locations to administer them. Meanwhile, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said, "We stand ready, willing and able to handle it," he added. "Trying to find Federal Emergency Management Agency setup sites, first of all, that would take like 30 days. It's not necessary in Florida. I would take all that energy and I would put that towards more supply of the vaccine."